And I have for ease of our own way, like I said earlier on, clause by clause, but on a particular clause, each clause would actually look into the issues that were raised and which have been changed or incorporated. And you talk to that quickly, Roy. And honorable members, then, can you be with us and make sure that we don't repeat things that have been clarified in the later on? Okay, Roy.
See, I think what we had done, as Roy said, was in the response document to deal overall. I think the other issues that came up related largely to liability and endorsement, and those were taken into account. But Roy can show how these were put in. And I think just to remind ourselves, a lot of this had to do with EU deadlines as well. So, yeah.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, it's very helpful. Then, although it's a very funny format, this, the AVILD does help a lot because it is the changes that have been made to the bill that was tabled. And so in case in Clause 2 there were no changes, and in Clause 3 were very minor changes. How would you like to just try to go through each clause and explain it?
Okay.
So in Clause 2, there are no changes from the version that was tabled. Obviously, it just outlines the objects of the Act. Clause 3, the changes are very minor. They just refer to the addition, as we indicated, the clarification to ensure that it's understood that these are registered credit rating agencies. So you'll see that in Clause 3, we have made the application for registered credit rating agencies. Then to go to Clause 4.
I just want to be sure, because as we pass, we're not going to come back. Clause 2, accepted. Clause 3, Honorable Harris and Honorable Ambassini.
I propose under Clause 3 that we delete 3.1b, simply because my understanding of the credit rating industry is credit ratings are available for free and universally to whoever wants them, and that normally happens by publication of those credit ratings on a credit rating agency's website. So my concern is that considering that every credit rating produced by a rating agency, let's say Fitch, is published on their website, therefore every credit rating technically is published in the Republic. So 3.1b, I think, given the nature of the credit rating business, is unreasonable, and we should simply delete it.
Why is it unreasonable?
Because, Chair, I don't think we could find a credit rating that isn't published in the Republic, in terms of the fact that they're all available. If I can go on this laptop now and find any credit rating from any market, they're all universally available on the credit rating agency's website. Now, to my mind, that means they're published in the Republic. The mechanism for distribution is online, and they're therefore available anywhere, including in the Republic. So that would mean that this Act applies to every single credit rating that I could find right now.
Isn't that it is basically stating the obvious? So what is wrong with that?
That's not the intention.
The intention is not to for the Act to apply to every single credit rating. It's not applying to every credit rating in the world. It's applying to every credit rating that's used in South Africa.
Honourable Ambrose, are still on the same point?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman,
if you are on the same point,
allow me to. Honourable Harris and I had no talk or no consultation, and
No. It happens that when people who come and say, just read the bill and identify problems, and we are trying to fix problems, there is no political agenda here. Nobody is going to vote for us.
No.
Nobody is going to vote for us.
I'm going to
allow me to just say, I concur with the proposal, but for different reasons. Mine are first more of a technical nature. You need to read the word "publish" with the meaning ascribed to the word that is bill, which means that any direct or indirect communication transmitted by any medium or any representation or relevance or reference, representation or reference, written, inscribed, recorded, and covered upon or embedded with any medium, by means of which any person seeks to bring any information to the attention of any person or a part or all of the public, and publish of any person or all or part of the public. According to this definition, if you write on the stamp for the exclusive consumption of your girlfriend that Anglo America is a AAA rated company, you are publishing a great rating. Are you with me, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
No, Mr. Chairman, are you with me? Thanks. And I've been clear. The definition of publishing is so broad that anything any of us relates about credit rating would trigger the definition and would trigger the application. So either we fix the definition of publishing or we delete B and C. Now what happens if we delete B and C? We are left with A. A seems to be capturing 100% of what I understood we all want. Credit rated services performed in the public. Is the service needs to be performed here. That performance is delivered here. Otherwise, we are having a bill that on its face is unreasonable.
Any comments? You want to come in?
Thank you, Dave. It's a very interesting question because